Hello there. I've just picked up a book from my bookshelf, which I haven't actually picked up in probably the best part of 10 years. And it's called You Can't Afford the Luxury of a Negative Thought. And it's by a Mr. John Roger and a Peter McWilliams. And I've just had a little look through and it seems really quite apt for today. So I thought I'd read out a few little quotations from it. And in no particular order, they're all a bit random. This first one is going to be by Robert Louis Stevenson. And he says, "So long as we love, we serve. So long as we are loved by others, I would almost say that we are indispensable. And no man is useless while he has a friend." So that's what Robert says. George Bernard Shaw says this: "This is the true joy in life, the being used for a purpose recognised by yourself as a mighty one, the being thoroughly worn out before you are thrown on the scrap heap, the being a force of nature instead of a feverish, selfish little clod of ailments and grievances, complaining that the world will not devote itself to making you happy." Nice one, George. And then this one I like as well, William James. All right, well, he says, "Most people live, whether physically, intellectually or morally, in a very restricted circle of their potential being. They make use of a very small portion of their possible consciousness and of their soul's resources in general, much like a man who, out of his whole bodily organism, should get into a habit of using and moving only his little finger. Great emergencies and crises show us how much greater our vital resources are than we had supposed." Brilliant, William, I like that one. And then finally this one. "Some of you young folks..." I'm not going to do the accent, by the way. I don't do accents. "Some of you young folks have been saying to me, 'Hey, Pops, what do you mean? What a wonderful world. How about all those wars all over the place? You call them wonderful? And how about hunger and pollution? That ain't so wonderful either. How about listening to old Pops for a minute? Seems to me it ain't the world that's so bad, but what we're doing to it. And all I'm saying is, see what a wonderful world it would be if only we gave it a chance. Love, baby, love. That's the secret. Yeah. If lots more of us loved each other, we'd solve lots more problems. And then this world would be a gasser." And that's Louis Armstrong. Thanks, Louis. Thanks for listening.